And I just wanted to say one last bit about that. When you get the surveys, if you have time to fill it out, please do let me know if there's anything you'd like different or constructive criticism, feedback. I can take it. and I really do want to know how we can make it better. So if you have ideas, please let me know. All right, so let's get started. Get comfy. I'll give you all the usual reminders about your cell phone. Mine's off. That's good. And as always, feel free to lay down, sit on the floor, get comfy, be at ease. And if you're sitting in a chair, probably both feet on the floor. Definitely feel free to take your shoes off if you want. Maybe just a few deep breaths and sighs like that. Just kind of let your body arrive here. Moving your body in whatever way it needs to move, shoulders, neck, whatever. And for those of you who've been here before, you've heard me say, I'll teach each class as if you've never meditated before. So if you haven't, that's totally fine. No previous instruction necessary. I see a lot of return faces, though. And hopefully it will be good for more advanced meditators as well. So let's begin by doing that relaxation breathing that I've taught before. And if you can't remember the name of it, if you Google relaxation breathing, a nice video comes up, and it's very good for anxiety or stress. It actually activates your parasympathetic nervous system, which is the opposite of your fight or flight sympathetic nervous system. So it actually activates the calming, the rest and digest system of your nerves. So what we're going to do is we're going to breathe in through your nose for a count of four. And then you're going to hold your breath when your lungs are full for a count of seven. And then you're going to breathe out through your mouth for a count of eight. Now, that's a very long time to breathe out, so you may want to purse your lips to slow down the out breath. So if you've done this before and you want to just start doing it on your own, while I'm giving more instruction, go ahead. So it's in for four, hold with lungs full for seven, and out through your mouth for eight. And this is to support your parasympathetic or rest and digest nervous system. For those of you that have breathing problems or COPD or asthma and you don't want to hold your breath, that's totally fine. It is just as effective without the breath holding, almost as effective without the breath holding. So you can just do in for four through your nose and out for eight through your mouth if you don't want a breath hold. And if the in and the out are too long, so four and eight are too long, it's just the 1-to-2 ratio that matters. So if you do in three, out six, that's fine. So again, sorry about all the wordy instruction here. But again, if you just Google relaxation breathing or 4-7-8 breathing, it should pop up with a nice video from Dr. Andrew Weil. So let's begin by doing a full exhalation. And then in through the nose for about four. Hold for seven. And out through your mouth for eight. In through your nose for four. Hold for seven. And out for eight. Two more. In through your nose for four. Hold for seven. Out through your mouth for eight. Last one, in through your nose for four. Hold for seven. Out through your mouth for eight. And then just come to rest in your normal breathing, whatever that is in this moment today. Notice your body. Feel your feet on the floor, your butt on the seat. Your back against the chair or the ground. Notice your spine is upright, but not rigid. And notice if there are any areas of holding or resistance or tightness in your body. And without forcing, just see if you can breathe in, and on the out-breath, just invite that area of your body to soften. Again, it's an invitation, so you're not commanding the body to soften. It's just you're allowing it to soften if it can. A lot of times we'll hold a lot of tension in our shoulders or face or in the pelvic area. Without noticing it, just bring attention to those key areas. And if you're holding unnecessary tension, just allow it to leave your body, consciously softening the muscles. Noticing your face, allowing your jaw to drop and be comfortable. The upper palate, the soft palate, is a place where we hold a lot of unknowing tension as well. So see if you're doing that. See if you're sort of like subtly clenching your jaw. And invite the jaw and the face to soften and just become a pile of mush. And move your awareness to your belly. Allow your belly to soften. Don't be holding it in. And each time you breathe in, notice that the belly goes out. Might be subtle. Belly expands with the in-breath. Belly retracts with the out-breath. Soft belly. Focusing your awareness on the breath at the belly. So noticing the breath expanding the belly and then the belly retracting as the breath goes out of your body. No need to fix or change, just noticing. And each time the mind wanders to something else, just gently, without judgment, bringing it back to the belly. The mind will wander many, many, many times throughout this meditation. And if there's one thing I cannot emphasize enough, it is that that is completely normal and it is not a problem. Almost everyone I meet has the idea that the mind needs to stay completely still in order to be meditating correctly. That is absolutely not true. The mind will wander. And the practice of meditation is the noticing of the wander, the noticing of the attention going away from whatever you're choosing to focus on, and then bringing it back. So actually, the noticing that the mind has wandered should be celebrated rather than criticized or seen as a problem. When you see that your mind has wandered, that is the moment of mindfulness. Because then you have a choice to continue with the mind wandering or whatever story your mind is hooked into. Or you can pause, notice what it's wandered to, and gently, without judgment, come back to the next breath. Breath at the belly, soft belly. Mind wanders, notice, come back. Now, if you wish, you can move your awareness up to the breath at the chest level. If you're really jazzed about the belly, stay with the belly. If you're feeling comfortable there and your focus and awareness is in tune with the belly breathing, just stay there. But if you wish, move up to your chest. Be aware of the expansion of the chest with each in-breath. You can feel the ribs and the skin stretching. You might feel your shoulders rise a bit. And then see what you can notice on the out-breath. Maybe a softening, a relaxing of the rib cage, a softening or lowering of the shoulders. Letting go of each breath. Maybe you're noticing the pauses before each in-breath and before each out-breath. Just noticing the space where there's no movement. Maybe a very short pause, might be a long pause. Just noticing the stillness in the pause. And then noticing the whole breath, the entire breath, at the chest or heart level. Feeling the breath come in and out. Paying attention to the breath and its nuances, subtleties, and its entirety. When the mind gets bored and wanders, again, no biggie. Just notice and come back. Begin again. And now, if you're content with your awareness at the chest level, feel free to stay there. If you'd like, move your awareness up to your nose, tip of your nose and back of your throat, noticing the breath at its entry point and its final exit point. If you're paying attention at your nose and throat, just becoming aware of the subtleties of the air as it enters your nose or mouth. Seeing if you can feel it go down the back of your throat. noticing as you exhale, maybe noticing the air has warmed. And again, bringing full awareness to the breath in its entirety, each breath just here and now. Training ourselves to be present. Training yourself to be here and now by repeatedly coming back to this ever-present magnet of your breath that's always now. Never past, never future. Your breath is always now. So it's a handy little tool for coming back to the present moment again and again, whether you're meditating or whether you're out in life. The breath is always with you. Can always tune into it. For many, it becomes a safe place that you can tune into anytime you need it, a place of grounding and strengthening and really connecting inwardly with yourself. Mind wanders, pause, notice, and gently return to the next breath and begin again. Wherever your focus of awareness is, whether it's at your nose or your chest or your belly, and if at this point you've discovered, I was a lot more able to stay concentrated when my awareness was at my chest, then go to that place where you feel like today it's easiest to notice your breathing. It's easiest to bring your awareness to that part of your body and the breath moving through it. Perhaps seeing thoughts or emotions or body sensations as clouds drifting by in the sky. They're just clouds in your sky of awareness. Your awareness is broad. So clouds drifting by. As you continue to notice your center point, your breath, the clouds are not a problem. You might notice some clouds for longer than others. And when you realize you're really fixated on a cloud or a thought or a body sensation or a particular emotion or story is running through your head, all right, good for you, you noticed it. So be aware and then just gently tell yourself, okay, well, I decided to meditate for this amount of time, so now I'm going to go back to my breath. And it can be that lighthearted. It doesn't have to be heavy. In fact, I have found over the many years of meditating that the heavier I get, the more serious about meditation I get, and the more serious about staying fixated and focused on my breathing, the much, much harder it is. If you can sort of just imagine leaning back metaphorically and just allowing the breath to happen. It's in your awareness. Mind wanders. You come back. It's just this ongoing dance. Now, if you'd like to stay with concentration-focused, breath-focused meditation, that's fine. You can just allow my words to fall in the background, just like clouds in the sky going by. You can stay focused on your awareness of your own breathing. Alternatively, I wanted to offer you a practice today to enhance joy. I think we all need more joy in our lives. And one thing that I feel like right now is pervasive in our culture for most people is a strong sense of self-judgment and self-criticism. And I've met many, many people who know how to love others, but I've only met truly a handful of people in our culture who know how to love themselves. So that's what I'll teach you today, is just a very short practice, kind of a meditation combined with guided visualization that I've used during very difficult times when I did not have a lot of self-love. I had a lot of self-criticism and shame and judgment. So begin as you are, simply noticing your breathing. And then notice, ask yourself maybe, what emotions are here right now? So just sort of taking stock of your baseline right now. Maybe there are no strong emotions right now. Maybe there's a very subtle anxiety or worry or fear. Maybe there's contentedness or happiness or anger. and just tuning into whatever's here right now, noticing perhaps the wish to change it, the wish for it to be different, the wish to be all zen and meditative and calm. That's not human, by the way. We all have emotions. They are not a problem. The way we judge and hold back and constrict and shame ourselves about our emotions, that is the problem. More and more, as I work with my own emotions and the emotions of others, I have learned that emotions are exactly like those passing clouds. They really do come and go if you don't tighten against them, if you allow them to move through you. They'll come back again. They're not gone for good. But the less you resist your emotions, they're so much less painful. Even the really hard ones like grief. So take stock right now. Just like you were looking at your breath or noticing or feeling your breath, feel your emotions in your body. Notice if they have a quality. Are they located in a part of your body? For example, I'll notice when I'm really sad or scared, my throat feels tight. Or if I'm about to cry. So notice if there's a body representation of your emotion right now. It might be very subtle. It might be so subtle that you're not aware of it, and that's okay. Right now, you might just feel like a blank emotional slate, and that's totally fine. So just tuning into that sense of, well, here I am. And then with awareness of how you are feeling right now, actively telling yourself, this is an emotion. This is not me. It does not control me. It is a passing state. I happen to be in it right now. And it is impermanent, just like everything else in this life. And then taking a moment to ask yourself, is there someone in your life who's either alive still or maybe has passed, maybe an animal or a friend or a grandparent or a child, someone who is very loving? And maybe it's somebody you've never met. Maybe it's a religious figure. Maybe it's Jesus or Buddha. Or another deity. Maybe it's God. Maybe it's your own child or your own dog. Picture this being in front of you and look very deeply into their eyes. You can see the love in their eyes. You can see the compassion that they have for you. And there's this sense that they can see everything about you. They know all your darkest places, all the places that you're ashamed of, all the places that you don't want anyone to see. They can see all the places you're proud of. But to them, it's all the same. All of it. They love it. They love you. With all of these experiences and qualities and things that make up you. And then you notice as you look into their eyes that they seem to see even more deeply. and you recognize that they're looking at your soul. They're seeing you. They're seeing your pure light. That light that is in every one of us. That light that is in you, where your love comes from and your passion and your kindness and your creativity. And this being in front of you, they see it all, and they see that the things that you're ashamed about, the dark places that you think you need to fix or change, they can see that your soul is not affected by those. Your soul has never been affected by those. And through their eyes, they are sending you love. And you are breathing it in. You are receiving pure, unconditional, wonderful, joyful love. And it permeates through every cell of your being, almost like water traveling throughout your body, cleansing and healing all the wounds, emotional and physical. And you can see this love river moving throughout your body, your physical and emotional body, touching the dark places, the places you're ashamed of, helping to bring light to those places and forgiveness, helping you heal and let go and forgive yourself. And you continue to breathe in this amazing love. As you breathe it in, you feel it healing your heart. You feel it opening your heart. And the being in front of you helps you understand that all those times that you've been self-critical or self-judging or mean to yourself, the being helps you understand that you were harming yourself. You are not helping yourself or anyone by being unkind to yourself. And this person in front of you helps you understand that the more you can love yourself, even when you feel you've done something wrong, the more you can love yourself, the better off all the people around you, all the beings around you will be. When we practice, and it is always a practice, we will always make mistakes. That's okay. But when we practice loving ourselves, there are always ripples outwards in every direction. We are connected to every other living being. And so when you are loving yourself, you're loving everyone. So if you have this idea that loving yourself is selfish, perhaps you can rationalize it in that way. It's not selfish. It's necessary. I've seen myself heal in this way. I've seen so many people heal in this way. We're trained as children to be hard on ourselves. We're trained to be perfectionists. We're trained to make it better, fix it, make it right. What if we just allowed? What if we just allowed this emotion to be here? What if we just put our hands on our hearts or imagine breathing in love? Whenever there's suffering, that's when people act out of anger. That's when people are in a hurry on the Beltline. That's when people are impatient. So the next time you see someone acting in an angry or mean way, know that they are suffering. Breathe out love. Breathe in love for yourself. And also know that when you are irritable or angry or rushed or anxious, that you too are suffering. And you need exactly what every other human being in that state needs. You need compassion. You need to put your hand on your heart and you need to breathe in love. You don't need self-criticism. It doesn't help. I tried that path for over 30 years. Doesn't help at all. It's breathing in the love that will help you. Connecting with your breath. There is so much love in the universe all around you. It's tapping into it, recognizing it, imagining it when you can't recognize it. Many believe in God, many don't. You can breathe in love from God, or you can breathe in love from the universe. It's truly here all around you. So the next time you notice yourself beating up on yourself in your head, saying mean things you would never say to anybody else, see if you can just put your hand on your heart and just say, wow, I am really suffering right now. And just try to breathe in love and tell the mean voice to stop. Just tell it to stop. It'll come back. It takes a lot of practice to get it to calm down. But just practice telling it to stop. Taking back your life, healing your soul. Your soul has always been bright. It's just gotten covered up by hurt and trauma and shame. But your soul is still as bright as ever. You can connect to it anytime you wish by just breathing in and connecting to the moment right now. Thank you so much for coming today. And I just want to dedicate our practice. May the fruits of our practice spread outwards in all directions and help to end the suffering of all beings everywhere. Thank you.